Welcome to this very special edition of Daytime Confidential, your one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. Hey, everybody, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we are celebrating our 75th episode with a special guest, one of our listeners, Your Belay. So stay tuned. This is a special episode for us. It seems like just yesterday we hit our 50th episode, and
I know.
All of a sudden we're at our 75th. Next thing we know, our 100th will be upon us.
I know, and I can't wait for the 100th because I have a feeling that I know what we're going to do.
Oh, do you?
It'll be way fun, but not as fun as what we're doing right now.
Well, folks, we are going to be calling our listener, Your Belay.
Well, it's our first listener that we're going to talk to, and this is our kind of prototype for this kind of thing.
It's so our test run.
Right. And in the future, guess what, people? We may be calling you. Hello, is this the infamous Your Belay?
I'm here.
Hello!
I was all, can we speak to Your Belay Sorbet? I'm here!
Well, hello there.
Hello.
It's nice to be able to finally put a voice with the personality that has graced the forums for so long.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's our Your Belay Sorbet, everyone. And if I had sound effects, it'd be really impressive right now, but I don't. So,
what'd you do with mine?
You just would not believe what's happened to my computer. Well, that's another topic. How the heck are you?
My heart's going pitter-patter. I know Luke doesn't like the body function thing, but...
Oh, my crud! I asked. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is so funny.
We're doing this in honor of our 75th episode, and so we figured we would add for the first time, we'd try and speak with a listener who has been active in the forums, and so you were one of a couple people who immediately came to mind, so we figured we'd give you a buzz and just shoot the breeze with you for a little bit about soaps and just have a little bit of fun. So I hope you're up for it.
I hope we're up
I'm
for
here.
It.
You're here. Okay.
Does that tell you anything?
Don't get all excited there, Your Belay.
Now, I've not known you as long as Lisa has, but by reputation, I know that you are a fan, a longtime fan of Young and the Restless, and your favorite person on that show is Victor. Would you care to share with us a little bit about the amazing things about Victor?
I'll stay silent.
I don't know. There's just something about him. I don't know how to exactly put it. There's just something about him.
Is it the charisma? Is it the charm? Is it the fact that he can be such a bastard sometimes? Or
that's the truth.
Well, yeah. But he can be a good lover, too.
Oh! Ew! Ew! A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Oh, yuck.
Oh, I lost my phone.
She dropped the phone. I almost vomited and you almost lost the phone. Okay. Well, I'll be back with you after I vomit out my guts. Oh, gosh. Victor, a lover. Ooh, okay. All right. Luke, change the subject. Hurry. Go.
I was just going to say, I don't think that's a visual that anyone wants to entertain, but apparently...
Anywhere and anyway. Oh, my gosh.
So how long have you been watching Young and the Restless?
Since Snapper and all them was on there.
How many?
Good gravy. That's like the early, that's late 70s.
How many years would you
say
that was?
Well, it was late 70s, early 80s. I don't know. I was in the first round of college. That's all I know.
Oh, my goodness.
And do you have some favorite classic moments out, excluding Victor over all these years?
Gil and Catherine.
What do you think of their relationship? A lot of people say nowadays that their relationship isn't what a lot of people think it should be based on their history, that they're too chummy.
They should never have made Gil the daughter.
Okay.
They should have never made them family. That kind of upset me.
And why does that upset you?
for
some,
they can't fight like they used to. I mean, they still argue, and I miss all the
epic battles.
Slapping, throwing each other around, and all that.
Exactly.
So then, what do you think of Jill's battles then with Gloria nowadays? What do you think of that?
Oh, I love it. Of course, you know how I feel about Glovo.
Yeah, you're not a fan, as is Lisa, so I'm going to be ganged up on this.
But I do love the hater, and I don't want her off the show.
Oh, my
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
She's one of those characters
you love. I love watching her. I don't like her, but I love watching her. She makes me laugh.
Oh, my goodness.
Besides Victor, what other current things are of interest to you on Young and the Restless? What's your favorite current storyline?
Why didn't you send me a list of questions?
Sorry.
I told you he was going to put me on the spot, and I was going to have a
brain
fart.
I told him not to, but he didn't listen to me.
There's no pressure. I can edit long pauses out. You're completely fine.
And, I'm liking the everything Gloria right now.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding? It's not that I like her. I just like watching her. And of course, William fell over the other day. I was watching Greenville the other day when he fell over. I think I was talking to Luke on the IM and asked him what happened, because I just happened to look away and look back, and he's on the floor. So I don't know what happened.
Apparently, Lisa's saying that he is going to have had a stroke. I don't know if that's what it is.
Yeah, he did. He has a stroke.
He could do it,
Colin. Well, yeah. Heck yeah.
Well,
but he has a stroke, and he lays, like, you know how stroke victims can't talk or move very well after they have their stroke. Well, she's going to be there, and every time he tries to tell somebody about the face cream stuff, she's like right there pouncing on him like a cat. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Jill a little bit ago. What do you think of this whole introduction of Kane as a character and the rewrite? Is it of Philip not being her son? Is that it?
Oh, I hope it turns out to be Mike. I don't think he is a son, because he had that conversation and telling somebody it happened that he's in, or however it went.
So you're hoping that Kane isn't her son then?
Right. I want Michael to be her son.
You want Michael to be Jill's son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big rumor going around.
That would be very interesting. I've always said that Catherine could be the grandmother. I've never figured out how that would work, but hey, if Jill's his mom, that would be interesting.
Well, the way they're writing nowadays, anything can happen.
That's the truth. It's not
that
good,
goes
is
for
it?
Any folk.
Now, I have a question. I know you watch Guiding Light, and you recently started watching General Hospital. Do you watch any other soaps besides those?
No, unless I'm at home, and I'll turn it on, and As World Turns, Bold and Beautiful will be on.
Okay, so you're primarily... So then are you primarily a CBS gal then?
Yeah.
Are you someone like... There's a lot of ABC fans who just grew up watching just the ABC soaps. Was that how it was for you watching CBS soaps?
Well, when I first got into soaps, I was like 14, 15, something like that. And it was Days of Our Lives, The Doctors, and Guiding Light. And then when I got into college and I was up with some other friends, then I got into Young and Restless with
okay.
a friend's father. And then from then on, it went from Young and Restless, and I think Capital was on at the time. It might have been something else besides Capital. And then Capital came on As World Turns, and then Guiding Light. And then I watched all of Capital and couldn't tell you nothing about it now, but
so,
I was there for it.
So what made you decide to stop watching Days of Our Lives?
Scheduling.
Oh, okay. So it was just scheduling. It wasn't that you didn't like the stories.
Oh, no. And Doctors went off, and that kind of made me mad. But anyway, like I said, I started school and had a new batch of friends, and, you know, they were watching this and that and the other. And actually, I started with a friend's father watching Young and Restless.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The father, eh? Now we're getting to the juice.
he was all into Jill when it was the original Jill, or not the original, Brenda Dixon.
Oh, she is a gem. I love her. She is so cheesetastic. Now that's what Gloria tries to be, is that kind of Jill.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. So anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, so then how long have you been watching Guiding Light?
Not as long as Lisa. I think she said she's been watching, what? 35 years?
She's been watching from the womb.
32.
Well,
that's impressive. Lisa has her favorites on Guiding Light. What are your favorite, like, either triangles, characters, storylines? Are you? I know you sent...
right now, I don't like any of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're
I'm forcing myself to watch.
You're like a couple weeks behind, aren't you, on it?
No, just this week.
Oh, just this week? Well,
yeah,
I know...
I was called up last weekend, but, you know, things happen, and I don't get to watch it.
Now,
and it's not all that interesting, so I don't pay that much attention to it. Like I said, I had to force myself to watch it.
Oh, boy. Now, I have a question for you, because Lisa was telling me that you sent her a fairly scathing email about the fact that she did not include Philip and Rick in the bromances.
It wasn't scathing.
Well,
she
no,
didn't
I'm,
want me to tell.
No,
you haven't been watching long enough. You don't know their story.
Well, that's why I'm asking. So what was it about those two that would have put them on your list?
All right. Go ahead.
They are the icons of best friends.
Okay.
I mean, they went through everything. Of course, Rick took far much more than he should have because Phil did so much to him.
Well, he was the primary recipient of everything. He took, and Rick gave. That was the basis of their relationship for a long time.
They were brothers without being kin.
So then who were you rooting for? Were you rooting for Beth? Like, I don't know as much about their history, but I do know that Beth was involved in quadrangle or whatever it's called? What is it called?
The Four Musketeers.
Yes, the Four Musketeers. And I don't know who the other person was, but who
Mindy,
were you?
Mindy Lewis.
Okay, who were you rooting for when it came to those four?
It didn't matter.
No, not really. As long as the four of them were together, it was fine.
Exactly. Yep.
They got me through so much.
Yep. That's when they were number one in the ratings. That's when Guiding Light was number one in the ratings. It was just, it clicked completely. Every storyline clicked. And when the Four Musketeers was on, you knew you were in for a good ride. Be it humor, and there was always humor in the scenes. Be it good acting, good storytelling, fast pace, location shots. I mean, all of it was there. Oh. You remember that whole New York thing, don't you, Yorpa?
Oh, good Lord. Whenever I went to New York, I'd go looking for those places.
Did you go look for the mime, the clown?
Who?
The mime, the clown guy.
No.
Oh, okay, because that's what I'd have done.
I just go wandering through Central Park saying, oh, I've seen this, I've seen that, and...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, and just, you know, reminisce from the good old days. And Nick, you remember St. Nick?
Yes. Lisa? Yes, I remember all of that.
Oh, God, I cry every Christmas.
I know it. So, sorry, Luke.
That's okay. That's okay. So comparing back then to now, what do you think of Beth and Rick as they are now as opposed to what they were back then? I realize that
Rick. They are not the same characters.
Okay.
I don't know who they are now.
Do you think that they might return to be the same characters if Philip were to return?
Uh-oh.
Not as long as we have the current writers and powers that be.
You know how we feel
about...
Don't
even get me started on them.
Yeah, you know how we feel about Guzman Pratt?
Uh-huh.
She feels about Kreitzman and Ellen Wheeler.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
well,
pretty.
Give me a gun and I'll shoot them for you.
All right.
TV fan online.
I won't kill them. I'll just take their kneecaps out.
Okay, Tony Soprano.
TV fan online does not condone acts of physical violence involving guns.
Unless never mind.
A little bit ago, you mentioned the fact that you catch As the World Turns occasionally, and...
Oh, can I say it?
I know you're a big fan of our columnist, Mike, who occasionally appears on the podcast, and you had said that you'd asked me if there was any way that he could be on there, but he went on a camping trip, so he couldn't make it. Or at least he said he couldn't make it. But
Luke's a big fat liar.
But guess what?
Mike, here. Hi, Mike.
Mike is here with us. Mike.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, see, now she gets all animated.
Oh, my bad.
See?
Oh, that's good.
Who cares about us, Luke? It's all about Mike.
Mike's
I swear we're the sidekicks on our own show.
Mike's got a groupie. Mike's got a groupie.
Well, Mike's hot. I'm one of Mike's groupies, too.
So what all-important Mojo. Questions do you have to ask Mike Yorpa? Or Yorpa. I keep referring you to Yorpa, and I don't know if you want me to do that or use your...
Well, okay. Yorpa-lay.
Okay.
She likes it.
So, with Mike on the podcast, do you have anything like it is, that is an all-important question that you want to ask him, or more, maybe more than one question?
Do you have pictures of yourself? I'm just kidding. I tease where I love. Go ahead.
Oh, my Lord. Hi.
Yes.
Okay, how long have you been watching?
I would say since the early 80s, early to mid 80s, so quite a while. Very long time.
Okay. Scott Bryce.
Yes.
Of course, I don't get to see it nowadays, but is he the real Craig?
Yes, he is the real Craig. He's the real deal to me, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Which so he's sort of like Philip. You can't replace him.
You can't replace him. And every actor has a different way of playing it, but he seems to have... It took a little bit of time, but I think he's kind of settling back into what Craig is or should be. It's different writers, though, and I have no idea what direction they're going to go. And
well, when he's with Meg, he just sucks, so...
Yeah.
Well, if Meg was to come up and slap me in the face, I wouldn't know who she is.
Oh. Well, you just see the big vortex of suck around her, and then you go, oh, that's Meg.
But it never fails whenever I'm able to watch it or try to watch it. Craig's never on there. And neither is Lucinda.
Oh.
Or any of the characters I grew up watching back in the day.
Well, that's kind of... I would say the last couple of weeks or the last month, they've been on at least three times a week.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're using up a lot of airtime, which is good. I'm not complaining.
Yes. No, not at all.
Lucinda's great. She just kind of jumped right back into form once she, got her devious side back.
Well, though Barbara needs to be involved.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's disappeared. I don't know.
It's a shame. Kind of made me mad when they fired John Dixon, so...
Exactly. A lot of people were, and that's because he just kind of walked down the hallway and that was the end of him, 30 years and the guy was gone and there was no acknowledgement. Nobody ever mentioned him again. So I guess it's like that in the soap world and it's like that in the real world. I guess you put your time in and they just cut you loose and that's the end of it. So
boy, that's depressing.
Well, Luke, you're too young to know these things, but that's the way it is.
I'm here, babe.
I see how this is. All we're going to get, all of a sudden, we're going to get all ageism on me, I take it.
And you'll get all Corey on us.
Exactly.
You guys are old and stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'd have to kick your butt. Anyway.
Now, Yorpa, you have joined us in a couple of the Primetime Pulse chats in discussing Will Traveler, and I believe you might have even popped in for the American Idol finale, did you not?
Well, I was watching... something else while y'all were watching that.
Okay, but you were in on the chat, were you not?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's a little bit off topic. It's not quite daytime, but what do you think of Will Traveler as a show? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you...
I love it, yeah. And I wasn't expecting to, but because I went into it with the attitude, well, it's going to come on, and it's going to be predictable, and it's going to turn out like The Nine and get canceled. But of course, they're only three episodes into it now. But I like it. It's holding my attention. I'll have to say that it surprised me because I wasn't expecting to, and I didn't want it to, because I didn't want to get hooked onto something else during the summer.
What do you usually watch during the summer?
That's when I try not to watch anything. That's usually when I get caught up on all the movies that I bought and hadn't watched. So I got a stack of movies in there that I bought and hadn't watched, and I've been trying to, but no, I'm too busy on this.
Now, do you by chance watch Big Brother during the summer at all?
Well, it keeps getting stupider and stupider.
Okay.
Every year it just keeps getting worse. I do put it on, yes. I watch the first few episodes and then try to get to know the people, and... if it clicks, I'll watch it, and if I miss it, then I'm not going to cry about it. And then the first season I loved, the second season was eh, and after that, it's I don't know. They're just trying to find crazy people to put on there.
So you're not like a big fan of Janelle or Kesar from the last couple seasons then?
Well, I like Kesar better than I did Janelle.
I wanted to ask you about General Hospital because of the fact that you're a relatively new viewer to General Hospital. Has it been within the last year or so? Am I understanding that correctly?
I started the week after the bombing.
You mean like the
MetroCorp?
Okay.
You call it.
So it's been less than 6 months. What do you think of the show? As opposed to the other soaps, like since it's the ABC soap you're watching, how does it stack up against the CBS soaps you normally watch?
Well, I always end up comparing it to Guiding Light because it's everything Guiding Light's not right now. But I have watched long enough to where most of it's boring me except for the Sonny Carly stuff. And now that Kate's come in, she just makes me laugh.
Is she not gold or what?
It's a comedy now.
Well, and so what is it, about, as a new fan, what is it to you that makes you like Sonny so much?
Do I have to repeat myself?
Well, you don't need to. Well, you don't have to use the exact same description that you did for Victor. No, we don't need that.
Oh, my gosh.
That never even crossed my mind.
Right. Oh, gross. Oh,
that
sorry.
Never even crossed my mind.
He's
Luke.
Only like 5'1". I mean, good grief.
Oh, he's shorter than me?
He's way short.
He's not shorter than 5'1".
Oh, I think he's 5'3", 5'4".
Oh, he's got to be taller than
that.
Oh, no, he's not.
Then we're all level with each other. That's all right.
Oh, on level. Well, yeah!
I'm
okay.
Just cringing.
La la la, ABC.
So other than Sonny, Carly, and Kate, is there anything about the show that keeps your interest?
Well, I like it because they have decent sets. They all don't live at the same place. They all don't congregate at the same place.
Are there any other characters besides Sonny and Carly? Do you like Maxie or Coop or Logan or Lulu or any of the younger set?
Well, I don't particularly care for Logan. Spinelli's my favorite.
Oh, gosh.
What is it about?
When I first started watching him, and even before I started watching it full time, yeah, you know, he was on there and he got on my nerves, but then after I started getting to know him and everything, he's just so cute. I just want to pinch his cheek.
I was just going to say that, but I didn't think I should. It's like, it sounds like you just want to pinch his cheeks, and it's like, I don't think I better say that, and then you just said it for me. It works.
Okay. All right, if pinch his cheeks is like a euphemism for kick him through the wall, yeah, I'm with you. I like him when he's on once a week. But who talks this way? Oh, the blonde one, if the blah, 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 and the da-da-da-da, cross-reference, blah, blah, blah. Who talks that way? Nobody. So
but this is entertainment.
No, it's not. Entertainment would be Jax taking off his shirt.
Jax don't do nothing for me, and he's got to do something with his hair. He's too old to be having his hair.
It is
like
weird
that.
Here lately. It's like very prickly. You know what I mean?
I know it takes him 2 hours to get his hair to look like that, but why? I mean, why? I don't even get it in the younger people.
Oh, I don't know. The younger people, like we're 500 years old. But yeah, I agree with you there. I'm like, Jax, dude, it's like a porcupine now. But he's got a nice body. And I would love to see Alexis just go around and snark on everybody with Kate.
I can't wait till that happens. It would be so great.
I would love that. I would love for them to just go on a girls' night out.
No,
and just
I wanted to see Carly and Kate get in a fight over the pool and push each other in the pool.
Oh,
okay.
A cat fight type thing. That's
okay, you
I
think they're
see.
Crystal and Crystal Carrington and Alexis on Dynasty?
Yeah, but I didn't watch Dynasty, but I know what you're talking about. What, Catherine and Jill?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day when I used to do that.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun. Oh, the good old days. Right, Mike? Us old people got to stick together.
Yep. The old people got to stick together. I have a question for all three of you, actually, since you're talking about
Uh-oh.
It. Do you like Carly better because Laura Wright is playing her
I
than the
other
people?
I see Cassie when I look at her. That's why I
yeah.
watch it. Because it's Cassie
yeah.
in a different city with different characters. Or should I say with different men?
Right.
Okay, Lisa?
She is still Kathy to me, because everything I see in Carly, I see in Kathy.
Does Carly cry a lot?
Huh?
Is she a crier? Does she cry a lot?
No.
Oh, yeah. From the day she come on, she cried a lot.
Who?
Well, Kathy, she cried all the time, yeah.
But Carly. Carly doesn't cry a whole lot.
Well, when I first started watching it, she had tears in her eyes every day.
Well, that's because she was being held hostage, but yeah.
I didn't start watching it until afterwards.
Oh, I thought you said you started like right at, like in that period of time, but okay.
The week after the bombing.
Lisa, what are your thoughts? Cause
I still don't like Carly, so it doesn't matter.
But so it's the character for you. It's
yeah,
not the
she's
actress.
On too dang much. She, Jason, and a couple others are just on too much. So they need to just back off just a little bit.
I think.
Well, see, I'm loving it because they're the ones I like.
Who?
Oh my.
you're a fan of like Jason and them as well.
For right now, like I said, I'm still new to this, so I'm getting to where you know. I can't even think of their names. Patrick and Robin, they bore me to tears.
How do you like the quartermains?
I'm not saying that. Well, I don't know the quartermains.
Yeah, that's true. They
I do
haven't
like
been on
Al.
Much.
I like Ghost Allen because he was dead by the time I started watching it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I like the Ghost, and I love Tracy. Tracy and Luke together, I love seeing them, especially when Alan's in the mix.
Have you seen much of Edward in the when you're watching it? Because Edward's one of my favorite quartermains.
Is that the older man?
Yes, the like
I think
Tracy's
the main thing
dad.
I saw him in is when who was it? Alexis went and talked to him. And the same day, Alexis and I think Monica talked to him. Was it Alexis or was it Amelia? I don't know.
Okay.
The one that was asking for forgiveness.
Oh, Skye. That was Skye.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that was I saw him more that day than I have since I've been watching.
Well, he's a great actor. As far as
I can tell that. He reminds me sort of like H.B. Lewis. Not the same temperament or anything, but is the older character.
The patriarch of the show.
Right.
I was going to say he's more like a older character with a lot of spunk and life in him, even though he's like an older
guy. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Guy. So that's why he's H.B.
Getting back to your question, though, about Carly, I was a big fan of Sarah Brown, the original portrayer. I wasn't as big a fan of the two that came in between. But as far as I'm concerned, now that we have Laura Wright, because I couldn't stand her as Cassie. I think it's the character. I can't stand the character of Cassie. But now that we have Laura Wright as Carly, I'm enjoying it thoroughly. So that's how I look at it. But the character of Cassie just drives me insane.
I've heard that a lot about Laura Wright, but there's definitely a difference between her Cassie and then the current one.
Oh,
I don't like Cassie as much. I liked Cassie before. I don't really care for her now.
Now, what did you say, Yorpa, about Cassie?
I said, don't even get me started on her.
Well, go ahead.
I have nothing against Nicole
Forrester
because, yeah, I mean, I guess you can say she's a great actress, or I don't know. If she'd come in as a new character, it would have been all right, but the way the writers took her and putting her with Josh, oh, my Lord, I'll just stop talking now.
So
we'll be doing some editing.
Well, okay, here's a question for you, because I mentioned it in the forums, and you didn't, if I remember correctly, you weren't too big of a fan. I was saying how I'm getting sick of this whole Reva and Josh and Cassie thing because it's so boring and that I wanted Alan and Reva together, and you weren't too big of a fan of that idea. Why don't you like...
I think Reva and Alan, well, see, they've already been there and done that with Reva and Alan, but I do think they have a chemistry with each other, and they should be frenemies. Of course, they are now, but they respect each other, but yet... I can still see the like. They like each other and respect each other, even though they hate each other at the same time.
Yeah, I can kind of see that, too. They have, like, a fire between them.
There's an attraction.
Yeah. I can see that.
I really don't know that I want to see them get romantic again, but, I mean, it wouldn't hurt my feelings or anything, but
I just
don't think they need to go there anymore.
So would you enjoy something, though, where maybe Reva and Alan, like, work together for something and say Alan works with Reva to make her make Josh jealous and then Reva helps Alan out with something? Would you be interested in that?
Oh, yeah. I think I even mentioned that in the forums.
We've been asking you a lot of questions. Do you have any questions for us that you might have?
I don't know. I've been talking to y'all for so long. I don't know.
Well, it's just one of those things. You are the first listener who we're having on the podcast, who isn't a contributor to TV Fan Online. And so if there's any question that you've wanted to ask, whether or not it be about the podcast, maybe it's about Lisa or Mike's column, if there's something you have to ask, you're more than welcome to.
Well, I'll put it this way. If I do come up with one, I'll be sure to ask.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, just jump in there with it. Mike, I have a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
When are the Emmys?
Friday night, I believe. Friday night, the 15th.
What time?
My guess would be 8 o'clock Eastern time.
9
o'clock Eastern time.
No, you're right. I was just kidding with you. See if you wouldn't stand behind it. Yes. And Mike, what are we doing that night, Mike?
We're going to be doing a live instant messenger. So if you have
live
an
chat.
Instant messenger address, like we could do live chat as it happens on TV.
Right.
You have to send your MSN messenger name to dc@tvfanonline.com.
Oh, we'll keep him as our producer.
Yes, we'll keep him as our producer and forgive him for the fact that he didn't know that the daytime Emmys were happening until like 5 minutes before we started the conversation.
Thank you, Luke.
It was more or less.
I knew they were coming up. I just didn't know the exact date. That's all.
Well, that's a good question for you, Yorba. Do you have any favorites this year for winning the Emmys?
I do.
I'm sitting here laughing. Well, of course, I want all the Guideline people to get it, just because that's my show I've been watching forever. And even if they get it for best writing or whatever, that's fine. But how they get it that way, it's just beyond me.
You don't think the Reva storyline, the cancer storyline, could win it for him?
Ooh!
Cancer storyline.
Got her started.
Me, you just don't even want to know.
Don't. Oh, no, you got her started.
Reva did some amazing performances, her and Billy. Yes, they did.
And Jonathan.
And Lisa knows how much I hate Jonathan, but, I got to give it to him. He's a good actor.
Okay, well, that's sort of an interesting conversation because you've been in the Guiding Light forums playing the elimination game. I think you were one of a couple people who are going up against the Jammy fans. Would you like to give any shout-outs to your competitors on that game?
I'm outnumbered. Go at it.
That's for sure.
Oh, they did.
I was
did.
Leaving outnumbered with Sonny, but somebody had to stand up for him.
You're waving the white flag. I love it. I give in. Don't kill me.
Well, Lisa, you wouldn't get in there and help me.
What? About what? Huh? What?
With John.
Wait a minute. That just didn't make sense.
The Jammy stuff. Oh, yeah. I had to remove myself from those elimination games. I'm out.
But now we've got a new game.
Much jam too.
Now we've got a new game though that's just as fun.
Oh, the dodgeball.
The dodgeball game. It goes much quicker and it's much more fun.
Yeah,
I think that's
that one's
brilliant.
More for fun.
That's
but then Marianne
game.
Came in and put in all them characters from the Guide and Light from years and years ago, and there's none of them I want to get rid of.
I think it's funny because you have to be watching a long time to know whether to beam them with a ball or not.
Oh,
You don't know.
Oh, see, I just go in and say, whack them over the top of the head since I don't have a clue who they are and just start whacking them off.
Right.
Oh, Yorpa, somebody took out Roger Thorpe. Did you see that?
Well, they hadn't last time I looked. When that just happened?
Yeah, that just happened.
Get in here.
Oh, get him there. Get him. Sick him. Actually, she said because he's a rapist, so. Like, oh, well,
oh, I did
there.
See that. Okay, yeah.
Can't quibble there, because he kind of is.
Thing.
Well, kind of is. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. I thought you would find that amusing.
I thought it was funny that somebody took Vanessa out because of her hair.
You guys are hilarious.
Well,
anyway.
There's nobody in here. Well, Nasoni and Sleet, I can't remember which one was evil and which one was nice.
Huh?
And,
who?
Sonny and Sleeta.
Oh, Sleeta was the nice one, Sonny was the mean one.
Right.
Well, but they were both the same person, so weren't they?
Or did yes.
I can't remember.
Yeah, actually they did, but it turned out that Sonny was the bad one, pretending to be the good one. Pretending to be the bad one.
Yeah. And then by that time, we didn't care. Yeah. At least I didn't. I was just like, Josh, just get back with Reba.
Actually, I liked it. I thought it was good.
What'd you say, Yorp?
I said, that's what I kept thinking about. Just getting back together.
Yeah. See, I'm a Josh Reba person by a long
stretch. That's why that whole thing with Alan won't work, because I think a lot of people are, you know, wanting them to just get together and just be done with it.
Well, no, I wouldn't mind Reba and Alan using each other.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Well,
if Reba was to use Alan to make Josh jealous, and you know it would really make him mad if she
We were saying that yesterday, your filet. We were saying that the minute Reba moves on, Josh should be right there.
Hey, what are you doing? Well, and for those of you who are listening to this podcast, we may have said it yesterday, but this will not air until tomorrow. So just so you know,
blah, in case
you missed something.
Is there a new one on that I don't know about?
We recorded three yesterday.
I'm
exhausted.
We've got some surprises coming out for you, the listeners, so you'll be able to find out
about those, including very special pictures.
Yes. So, but since this is being recorded before that airs.
Oh no!
Oh wow!
Stuff. Oh, edit. Haven't posted them yet.
See, I set them up. Yorpa knocks them down.
Well, Yorpa, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. I do have to ask.
Cut!
I do have to ask, though, having been a member of the forums for quite a while now, do you have any shout-outs to any other fellow forum members who you enjoy posting to? I know you mentioned Marianne earlier. Are there any other ones who you visit with or chat with that you like to give a shout-out to?
Well, Molly Pop always makes me happy because
she's hilarious.
Somebody
yeah, I like her. Yeah. It's kind of scary because I find when I post, she always writes back and says something like, gee, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, man, I'm starting to think like Molly Pop.
That's a good thing. She's very witty.
Yeah,
she's
I know.
Very
she's
smart.
Good.
Is there any others that come to mind for you, Yorba?
Oh, you still talking to me?
Yes. Were there any others besides?
Have we hung up yet? No.
I don't know. Y'all kind of drifted off there for a second.
Hey, that's what we do. You rein us in, baby.
Just about all of them.
Oh, okay.
Erica's evil twin. Hey, how you doing? Molly, hey, how you doing? Perky and Belinda.
Okay, she went from Jeff Foxworthy.
My ghost stories.
Do you have any other anything else, Yorpa? This is an opportunity. Do you have anything else you want to bring up before we wrap things up?
About Mike?
Don't you be talking about me.
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. Okay.
Ooh.
We're so glad that you could join us for our 75th episode. It's been lots of fun, and it's so nice to finally put a voice with the forum name and the instant messenger conversation. So,
who are you going to get to do it next?
Well, that will be a surprise. We can't tell that now.
Look at you trying to fish for information. I love it.
Can't blame me for trying.
No, heck no. I'd have done it too. I'll give you some of the gossip later.
Do you have any suggestions for our 100th episode?
Call me again.
Yeah, Matt. Well, you're already doing it because I think you've already read it.
Well,
because I sent an email and I posted it on the board.
Did we
involving the listeners? Let them ask a question. You ask a question or whatever.
We may do a live chat or something like we're doing for the Emmys, and have them ask anything they want, and us answer it live on air.
Ooh, that might be an idea. It's been tons of fun visiting with you. I'm glad that we were able to work this out so that you could join us. Lisa, do you have anything to say before we wrap?
She knows I love her. I tease her about
Sunny.
I
love you too.
She knows I love her. So.
And we know she loves Mike. So, Mike, do you have anything to say?
I love you too, Luke.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to know that I'm at the bottom of this list.
Oh, no, I think I'm at the bottom
of
this list.
You're my adopted son, Luke.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really sweet.
Thank you. Now I'm blushing, but not for the same way that Mike is. So.
Yeah,
Mike's
no,
not blushing. Mike's like,
able...
yeah, I'm used to it.
No,
Mike
just,
knows he's a stud.
Really
don't you, buddy?
Oh, he's used to it.
Yeah, he's used to being adored.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's sure, right. They're down the doors. Yep.
Well, you want me to start stalking you?
Oh, cool.
I already thought you were.
Mike's got a stalker.
Mike's got a stalker. So you got a stalker, Luke?
No, I haven't Mike started has a stalker. Stalking yet.
Well, we want you to stalk him now. We are giving you permission to stalk him.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're giving you permission.
No.
Mike?
Yes.
Do I have your permission to stalk you?
Hey, your play, did you not hear me? I said you could. That's all that matters. It's all about me. Please, please.
I just had to embarrass him a little bit.
Mike's a diva, by the way.
Are you a
Mike's
good stalker or a bad stalker?
You're a good stalker. I'm a great stalker.
Is it a Salem stalker type of stalker, or is it a Katie girl type of stalker?
Oh, I'll never tell.
I love Katie girl.
I'll never tell.
Ooh, that's feisty. Don't you?
And Mike,
love
you
it?
Better never tell either.
I won't. It'll
maybe
be
we should get
secret.
Eric Braden in on this conversation to see what he thinks.
You kidding? Yorper would die secret. And go to heaven.
I'd be all like, right. Okay, I'm out. Eric Braden being on the podcast.
On here?
Yeah. No, she did not do the exhale. No, she did not.
Okay. Well, what
well,
I'm...
If he ever is, you just better make sure you have your questions ready.
Yorpa, Eric Braden is a poor Mike substitute. I'm just telling you. Mike
well,
is way
how
better.
Would you know?
Trust me.
Have you ever met him?
I'm so staying out of this conversation.
Who, Eric Braden? I don't have to. I know how hot Mike is, so...
You do?
Mike trumps all hotness.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a compliment.
Except for Dan Gauthier.
Well, Yorpa, it has been a wonderful time having a chance to visit with you. I hope that you've enjoyed it.
I got to talk to Mike. My dreams have come true.
There you go. That's all you need.
Her life's complete.
We're gonna have to name this episode My Dreams Have Come True.
There you go.
Making a listener's dream come true.
There you
I'm
go.
Surprised you didn't. I wanted you to scream and stuff. Oh, Mike! I really wanted you to, but you didn't. That's okay.
Well, on
you
that.
You want me to?
Yeah, go, do it. We'll cut it in.
Ah, oh, Mike, I love you. Ah!
Now, that's a good way to start stalking. There you go.
That's a good beginning of the stalkerage.
It is.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I can't breathe.
On that,
I can't wait to see what happens.
On that note, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this, our 75th episode of Daytime Confidential.
Of insanity. Come on, get it right.
Be sure to join us for our live Emmy chat. Get all the details in the forums. And also be sure to tune in to our episodes this week and send us your top 5 lists. So until next time, so long and have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.